And we welcome you to Flowery Branch on another Victory Monday for the Atlanta Falcons alongside the coach. I'm joined by Mike Connie, who does an amazing job in our pregame show with the Atlanta Falcon Radio Network, as well as the Atlanta Hawks. He's got work tonight. He'll be working the broadcast tonight with the voice of the Hawks, Steve Holman. Appreciate you being here with us, Mike.
Do you have any thoughts on Dwight Howard before we begin?
Well, we haven't been able to get down to the games yet, but this offseason tell the guys and Coach Bud we will be there in full force.
Hopefully post All-Star break.
There you go.
Yeah, there we go. It'll be certainly after a couple of games that are going to come up later on. Coach, congratulations on the win. I know when you go into the divisional wins, and you talked about it all week long, knew it was going to be a physical battle. Your guys won that battle.
No doubt it was going to be physical, and every game against Carolina and Atlanta will be that. Just knowing the teams, how they play, the styles, it was there. And I thought that victory was what I told the team. It was produced by everyone, so it belongs to everyone. And that's all three phases, getting ready. Everybody who's, you know, done the development work, it belongs to everybody. So that's that process we like to do to get ready, and it's right at hand again.
The one thing that really impressed me, and there were so many impressive things, but just how your defense made Cam Newton look very, very average. And I know that there's a lot more that goes into it than just what we see on the screen, but you have to be so pleased with the way your defense played. The
tackling was where we were, you know, our thoughts went very beginning in the week. We knew how tough Stewart was as a runner, and then when Cam gets going on some of the design runs, that can be challenging as well. So that was the first point of emphasis. Secondly, we thought we'd have to take a few balls off him, and for us to get Poole and Jalen on some interceptions, we thought that was significant, knowing we could give the ball back to the offense a couple of times. We thought that would have to be a factor in this game. They've been good with the football, you know, historically through the years, and so for us to have our turnover margin, I've always felt like the turnover margin is a team stat, and they had almost the same amount of takeaways we did, but being at plus 10 right now with another game to go in the regular season, we're going to try and keep adding to that.
Q, knowing there's always something you get better at, and no question about that, but are you pleased with the development of this crew on the defensive side of the ball? They seem to make that incremental jump that you look for each and every week, every game.
We are, and since we had a difficult loss at Philadelphia, especially defensively, we felt like we've made some improvements. The communication continues to get better. It still comes down to ball hawking, the tackling, the communication, and does that run and hit factor jump off the screen to you guys when you watch us play or when you call a game? That part, because of the communications better, we're able to play a little bit faster. And we feel like there's another spot we can get to. We're going to try like hell to get to that spot this week.
You got Adrian Claiborne back on Saturday, even just for a little bit. What was your evaluation of how he played?
He was great to have back. And we thought he was going to make it back for this week's game. And his intent to get back was really remarkable. And he had said to the team, you know, what made me get back so fast was watching everybody else. And that connection, he loves playing with this group of guys. And so that's what made him work so hard to get back. So I thought it was important for him to get back last week. He got back playing again. He felt a little rusty, but he was pumped to get back too. Now he'll get a full week in and then be ready to go this weekend.
As you watch those guys develop, and you're so young everywhere, so it's not really one player to point out, but I'll pick Deion Jones and his continued development in the middle. First of all, what you talk about is so important, the communication to get everybody lined up. He's driving the ship out there for you. But then his ability to get to the football and make plays. I know he didn't make – wasn't perfect for him yesterday, but still pretty good.
It was, and I felt his physicality. And, they got a tough group. And so for him, you know, bringing it like he did, the tackling was on point. I felt his speed. So for me, yesterday was a strong game for him because of the physicality he played with.
Jalen Collins had an interception, very nearly had a second, one that hit him right in the chest. But
yes.
It feels like
– we let him know that one.
Well, but all things considered, it really feels like he continues to be in the right place at the right time.
I think Jalen's shown a lot of grit, and it's not been perfect this season, but he's had to battle for it. He missed four games being away from the team, and he was actually inactive for some, had a role on teams. When True got injured, his role definitely increased, and he saw it as an opportunity, and he went for it full speed ahead, going and battling, and I was really proud of him yesterday. We played a lot of man-to-man, put him in some tough matchups, and he just continued to challenge. So sometimes you have to go through the difficult progress. You have to struggle to come out the other end and make your progress. I think there's no clearer example than Jalen to battle, get tested, and then come back and play well.
I feel like one of the more underrated stories of this season for your team has been how this secondary has moved on and survive the loss of Desmond Trufant. You're talking about an all-pro caliber corner that you lose, and yet this defense seems to be getting better week to week. How has your unit been able to survive that and play better?
Well, we all have a great regard and respect for True, the way we put him to different spots and how we match him. But we recognize that in this game, injuries happen. And we were bummed for him when he wasn't able to make it back and got surgery. And he'll be great moving forward. But the next opportunity was going to come for somebody. And Jalen has recognized that chance. And Olatoy has recognized for that opportunity, knowing this is my shot, this is my op. And they've put the work in. What no one else sees behind the scenes is, and Arch does some, he comes into the post-practice work that the guys put in to help on their development. So when their number is called, they're ready. And I think Olatoy, Collins are just two examples. That Niesman are some examples of guys who have put the work in. So when their time came, they were ready and prepared.
Dan Quinn, Coach's Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Connie, Dave Archer, along with the coach. And Q, going back to what you were just talking about the personnel, and you just talked about a bunch of guys that probably Joe Fan, unless you're really dialed in, not sure whose numbers attached to that name, yet those guys continue to come in, and when they rep, it's a quality rep. Talks a lot about what you talked about with your synergy between you and DT.
Yep.
And what you guys have been able to do from a personnel standpoint.
We treat the roster, Thomas and I do, as a 63-man roster. So for the fans that are listening, there's a 53-man roster and a 10-man practice squad. Well, we kind of just mix that group together to form a 63-man roster, and knowing that we have a number of them that we'll call, we're putting in a development plan to spend extra time with them so when their number's called, they are ready. And that happens post-practice, happens in the mornings. And that group has totally come through for us. And it's in a way that exactly in the fashion that when Thomas and I talk about it, those are the guys that, sometimes on a Saturday, he and I will have conversations about how is so-and-so coming along? What do we need to do on the field, off the field? And it's an important part of what we do.
I want to go back to Saturday's game. There was a little pressure point where Carolina had got it to within 10 early in the fourth quarter. You have a third and 21 at your own 14, and Matt is able to find Tevin on the wheel route. And after that play, next play down, 55-yard touchdown. You had to like the way your offense responded to that.
We did. And what was extra special for us as a coach, and we showed it in our team meeting today, probably the guy that was most excited for Coleman on a third and 21 conversion was number 24. And so after the play, he was the one that was bouncing, so excited that, the guy that this duo that they have together, that if he wasn't making the play, he had such excitement for Tevin to make it. And I think Tevin's been close on some long ones. He caught the ankle or slipped on a shoestring, but that was a great finishing run for him and against a very good defense.
Now, that duo has accounted for about 2,500 yards and 22 touchdowns. They've really been quite a pair. It doesn't matter who you got in the game. He's ready to go. Dan, when you look at I know you were proud. You're proud of this and should be. It talks about the quality and depth of your team. 13 different players have caught a touchdown pass for you. First time in NFL history. What comes to your mind when you think about that number?
The first thing that came to mind was who hasn't got one. And we wanted to know how do we feature that player.
That's right.
And the first guy I thought of was Derek Weems. Has Weems been in the end
Weems
zone?
Weems hadn't been in yet.
So, I don't know if they're going to triple cover Weems this week, but, that was the first thing, honestly, that I thought about
great.
Is who needs one?
Yeah.
And that's where my thought went.
I love that.
Is that a testament more to the depth of your team or just how well Matt has played?
It probably speaks to both. I'd say first it speaks to Thomas and his personnel staff and their ability to continue to bring, the right group of guys in to help. And then the second part, it goes to Matt and to Kyle and the offense, knowing where's the read take you, who's the next person that, the ball should go to. Down in the red zone, we got a guy that gets significant attention.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Oftentimes there's some opportunities that exist because of that attention. And but that was – long story longer, I think the personnel, knowing that there's guys who can get involved, Matt, and then lastly, let's see if we can get the Weems train going.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get Weems in the end zone. Dan Quinn with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Q, talk about that guy. Number 11 back on the field for you. Was there a conscious pitch count, so to speak, for him, or did he have one on himself, or how did that work?
Well, number one, he would probably be one of the guys that would be most excited to hear that many different players got involved. He's got such humility about him, where so often we talk about Julio, 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 and that goes to show, yes, he's a really big part of it. However, we've got a lot of guys that like to get involved in it. And so I bet he would be one. I don't know if you knew that stat, but if I would say that would make him smile knowing that many guys got involved. We didn't have a pitch count in mind. We knew it wasn't going to be every play. He hadn't practiced full speed in, you know, I don't know, 3 weeks or so. So he had a short – this past week was a short week, so we only went full speed one day. So we're excited to get him full speed for a whole week and see where that leads to. It has nothing to do with knowing the offense or that. It's just the amount of the timing and the conditioning that it takes to go and play full speed.
And we got to talk about the fact – real quickly, you mentioned your presser about kind of – feeling the week out and with Devondre Campbell and with Austin Hooper, still going to feel that out as you move through the week?
We are. We're hopeful for those two, but we won't know. Devondre, with the protocol that the medical staff goes through for a concussion-based, you know, injury, and then for Hooper with his knee and how quickly he's responding. He's ran well yesterday. He ran well Saturday. So we just got to take it through the week to see if he can play full speed, cut, change of direction. Most everybody, you know, coming back from injury, the first thing is straight ahead running, and they look great. And now how do I get full speed cuts with that? And then with Devondre, we'll just leave it in the hands of the medical staff. They'll give us our guidelines of when he's able to play.
First of all, the plane ride home, and normally that's kind of a safe haven, but with everybody there. But just the kind of a cool vibe on the plane with everybody coming home, and big win on the road, first of all.
Yep.
Did the job you needed to do.
Correct.
And then we were kind of paying attention out of the side, out off the corner of our eye, what was going on in the Saint game.
Yep.
Walk us through what your thoughts were.
It was fun. And first, you know, just walking back, you know, on the plane and checking on the guys and making sure everybody was good. But we knew it was a very important division game, just like this one is. So they do get a little special attention, knowing what the division's about and how we played and our intent right. And then you're right, coming home, you heard, you know, a little talk of, well, first, who had good Wi-Fi?
Yeah,
I certainly wasn't one
that
who
was
could figure that out, so I had to rely on other guys. But then when we did find out that, you know, New Orleans had won, and that meant some good things for us, it was fun to, you know, to talk about that and celebrate that together.
Well, and you mentioned that you're the number one goal when you set foot on practice field this offseason, obviously to get better each and every day you step out there when you wear the helmet. But the number one goal when you hit the field was to win the division. And you wouldn't take care of business.
And it's a tough division. It's there's a number of good players in it, different teams, good, tough teams. So for us to win this division, each and every year, who wins it, that's a good team because they've played some good teams to win it. And so we wanted to take a moment to celebrate that yesterday, flying back on the plane, and we recognize that today. And then it's right back into the process. You know, we have a process that we love to do to get ready. We got a language that we talk to one another like, and then we've got a brotherhood that allows us to be accountable to one another, and that makes it pretty easy to get the focus right back at hand.
We heard the DJ Tialavea touchdown a second ago. I thought that was such a cool story, especially on Christmas Eve. Here's a guy who really, really is chasing a dream to play in the NFL, and he gets to play in his first NFL game. His mom flies across the country from Utah overnight to be there. And his first NFL catch is a touchdown. How about that?
That was awesome. And he is definitely a player that's shown a tremendous amount of grit. He was with us in training camp last year, got injured, was gone for about 6 or 8 weeks, came back, battled through it, took it through the offseason. We ended up putting him back on the practice squad after the final. And to go through the last 15 weeks and strain in and battle, we give out a black jersey each week for a guy who just demonstrates what we try to do of iron sharpened iron. He plays linebacker, defensive end, tight end, fullback. And DJ could have been somebody that could have about won it about every week and was genuinely upset when he didn't. And so for him to have that kind of grit and toughness in battle, and then it also speaks to the development plan, you know, of Wade and the tight end group saying, okay, now's your time to go help out.
We heard Matt in his post-game interview with Arch, I think that was one of the first things he said, how happy he was for DJ Tialavea. What a cool moment that was. You talk about the brotherhood. I get the sense his teammates were genuinely thrilled to see him catch that touchdown.
Yeah, he was. He wanted to celebrate his mom and sister were in the stands, so you saw him run and point to them, and there was about another 20 guys that were running to him because we were so excited for him to have that moment, and we were able to share in it together. So It's a very tight group, and one, you can see the genuine enthusiasm they had. It was much the same when Poole had his first interception and Collins has his first interception and Perkins had his first touchdown reception. So yesterday was a day for some of the firsts, and we were all, you know, kind of pumped to be a part of it for them, knowing this league, it's a battle, and it's hard, and it's a challenge. So when guys got to do their first one, it's definitely a memorable one. And who was your first touchdown pass to?
Yeah, first touchdown pass I threw to Arthur Cox, our tight end, against the Philadelphia Eagles the last game of the year in 1984. Yep.
And so those kind of memories, when you create them with your team, it's such a cool event and one, as a coach, I'm pumped to be a part of.
Well, you mentioned Perk, and that was not a lollipop catch he made. He made a big time. Now, Ryan makes an unbelievable throw along the sideline, realizing the corner didn't necessarily bite on the post that was supposed to pull him to the inside. And
Matt
he
had to put it into the right spot for Perk to be the only guy that could go to get it. And Perk's a terrific athlete. And so for him, he's been through some things this year and didn't play early on and then got to play some, didn't get as involved. He had a drop in the Tampa game that, you know, he was really bummed about. So for him to come back and put his best foot forward was good for him too.
So you've won the division. Congratulations. You still have something very significant to play for on Sunday, and that is a first-round bye. And I know you probably aren't looking too far ahead, but I'm wondering if you could speak to, boy, that would probably be really nice to have a week off at this point of the season, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we don't talk a lot about that, honestly, because if you get too far ahead, it doesn't do you a lot of good. So, honestly, we just stay right in the present moments, make what we're doing the primary focus, and that allows us to stay what we do. And we got a great process that we go through to get ready. We love it. It takes a bunch. You put it all into it the whole week. The shift beginning Wednesday, a lot will be regarded in New Orleans. And as the week goes on and it gets into Saturday and into Sunday morning, the shift comes right back to us. You keep putting that information in the computer, and then when you get to Sunday, your mind right, your heart right to go battle, and we'll be ready this weekend.
It's Dan Quinn, Coach's Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Q, you talk about you dumped all the buckets out. They're all empty now, trying to reload, and everybody putting all the information in, game plans, all that kind of stuff, the effort in practice to get yourself ready to go. Pretty good team coming in Drew Brees, a guy that nobody needs any introduction to, one of the top offenses in the league coming in.
Yeah, anytime you're completing for over 70%, have 35 touchdown passes. Oh, by the way, the running back average is about 5 yards a carry. So it's as tough to match up as you go against. The scoring, the explosiveness, for years it seems like their running backs have been a significant factor, not just catching the ball. I think the screen game they've had has always been on point. So we definitely have our work cut out for us. We've got some guys that we like to match up to and go to battle, and so it's going to be a terrific game.
You had a lot of success back in the Superdome in September running the football. Devontae and Tevin had huge games that night, and I'm wondering if there will be an emphasis on trying to feed them the ball, maybe even a little bit more in this game.
No, each week's different, and you'll see how the other team tries to, you know, go and play, and some weeks it's there, and some weeks, you know, the box may be loaded and some of the play action and the keepers come alive. And I think that was some of the case yesterday. We knew it was going to be tough running against Carolina, but that's where some of the play action can come to life, and that's what makes our offense so unique is their ability to run it, but then the keepers and the play action that go along with it.
How do you think New Orleans has changed since week three of the season?
They're certainly playing very well, and I think defensively they've really hit their stride. They allow very few explosive plays. They're terrific in the run game. They've created a number of turnovers, so we've got a lot of respect defensively, you know, how they play. And then offensively, it just seems like that machine keeps on rolling and rocking. Reeves, the tight end, the running back factor, the way the offensive line goes, they're running it better than they did in the beginning of the year. So we know it's a handful, and all these division games are a battle, and this one will be no different.
Yeah, 1-2 in the National Football League in total yard offenses, 1-2 in the league in scoring offenses, and New Orleans is number one in the league in third down offense, so they're coming in playing on a high. The thing that you talk about all the time is the value of the football, and I think that most coaches would say that, but you really preach the value of the football. Atlanta plus 10 in the giveaway takeaway for the year,
yep.
New Orleans minus 2. But even within a game, New Orleans, I think, was plus 2 in the game against Tampa. They get the W. It doesn't matter what your record
is. It's a huge factor, and one that our team totally understands. The thing I love about the turnover margin, it's a team stat. And you can have a great defense that gets a bunch of takeaways, but if your offense, you know, doesn't create them, I mean, excuse me, gives them up, then it's not going to be as good. Or if your offense is, you know, and the defense is not creating them, it makes it challenging for the offense. So it's one that our team totally recognized. We have a real style about how we play, and the ball is the first thing that we discuss.
And back in that game down in the Superdome, it was a Deion Jones interception return for a touchdown that really was the turning point of the game. Otherwise, it could have been one possession right down to the end.
You never know who's going to be the one to set it off, and it's often why we talk boxing so much. Their world is, you know, 12 rounds at 3 minutes. Ours is 60 to 70 rounds for 6 or 7 seconds at a time, and every play it's on, and how much you battle for that possession, for that play, for that down, and then you go back and you do it again. So we recognize fully this is going to be a tough game. We're looking forward to our crowd being a big factor into it too.
Yeah, moved the game to 425 if you're going down.
That was
down
for the fans.
Yeah, they moved it back so the fans can go ahead and get themselves right, however that is, no matter right. What that is. Get yourself right, get in the dome early, and start making some noise. Help with that noise factor so those guys come off the edge and get after Drew Brees. When you look at the way the team has handled all the little things that have gone on, whether it's a loss here, a disappointing loss to Kansas City, the fact that guys go to the Pro Bowl, that's shoved in the rearview mirror. And you talked about your process, probably no more important than this week because you've already achieved the division title. You guys do such a good job of capsulizing each and every week.
And having a process to go through and a routine to help performers get ready, it's significant. And we love the process we go through to get ready, and that will be at hand again.
I know some fans are wondering, you have the division clinched. Are you going to rest anyone?
No. We will go and attack in the biggest and best way we know how.
I think that that's a pretty easy answer, right? All right. There you go. Coach Q, that's just coming up in the player spotlight. We got Brian Poole coming up with us.
The Poole. He will be excited to be on with you.
Yeah, he's played a huge role for you. So we're excited to see Brian Poole coming up with Mike and I. Q, great to visit with you. Congratulations on the division title. A lot more fish to fry.
All right. Thanks, guys. Good to be on with you.